You're with SBS Radio.
Hi, my name is Moshe Rosenzweig. I'm the director of Head-On for the festival.
Moshe, you've been awarded with the Medal of the Order of Australia for your contribution, for your service to the visual art, particularly to photography. This is an incredible achievement. We're all migrants. Australia is your adopted new home. You came from Israel as a young man and you managed to achieve a lot. Tell us about yourself. How did you start in Australia? You came a long way.
Well, I came to Australia as a relatively young man. I was after the army and did a little bit of work in Israel, in the television, Israeli television, and I had my own studio, did photography as well. And before getting into life, or thinking to life, I thought I would go and see the world a little bit. So I left Israel for a tour in Southeast Asia and came over to Australia to have a bit of a break. The break turned into 35 years now, so yeah, so I'm still here.
So how did you start your career in Australia?
I did photography when I was in Israel. I did photography pretty much all my life, since I was a child. When I went to study photography, and when I finished that, I worked for Haaretz, which was one of the main newspapers, and for the Israeli television. Then, when I left Israel a few years later to take the break, I came here and had to start pretty much from scratch. So all the clients that I had in Israel and the reputation that I built over the years, it was meaningless, and I had to start here again. So I started working here as an assistant to a photographer and was very lucky to get work at SBS. Worked at SBS started from the very bottom as a basically camera operator in the studio camera operator. Within a few years, I started doing work as a producer-director. I worked as a producer-director for about 10 or 12 years at SBS and kept doing photography all along as a sort of side activity. Then left SBS, got back to photography. And a few years later, got bored with it and started the festival with some ideas. Or not the festival, it was just a competition. But the idea was to create a platform for photographers to show the work somewhere, because those days there were very few galleries and very few outlets for photographers to show the work and for the public to see the work.
We're talking to Moshe Rosenzweig. Moshe was awarded with the Medal of the Order of Australia recently, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Moshe, you started the Head-On Photo Festival. I mean, before it was just a competition. But I think the timing was absolutely fantastic, because when you started the festival, it was 2010, around that time, most people had digital camera and smartphones. So if you didn't have your digital camera, you had a digital camera in your pocket. And it was very tempting to start taking photos. And then as the years gone by, we got more sophisticated how to edit photos ourselves. So I think the public is really interested in photography today. How do people express themselves in the Head-On Photo Festival?
Well, photography has been very popular for quite a long time, even before digital came on the scene. But obviously, as you say, you know, when the smartphones became so readily, so popular and so cheap and so sophisticated, it kind of gave photography another push. So the festival is a good way for people to express themselves and get other people to see what they produce. The stuff that we receive is quite amazing. The material, we ask people to submit material with no name, or they submit it with their name, but we don't send the names to the judges. So the work is being selected with no names. So as a result, we get amazing work produced by all sorts of people, whether they are professionals or non-professionals. One of the competitions that we run is specifically dedicated to mobile phones. So we get work that no other people produced. Some of the work extremely unique in the way that people see the world, the way that they express it, because the equipment now, the cameras in the phone are so good that anyone can do it. So really the only limit, the limiting factor is really just the imagination, not the technical issue. So we get material, amazing material that some of it is from life, personal life. Some of it is, portraits and landscapes and stories from pretty much all around the world, because these exhibitions now, these competitions are open now around the world, and the submissions for the other exhibitions. So the work is really interesting.
So you actually spread the word around the world. So you've got work from artists and from people from all over the world coming to Australia to exhibit their photographs. This is absolutely amazing. I know.
Yeah, we get usually. Last year we got over 450 submissions for the exhibition. We chose about 50 out of those. The work is phenomenal. The reputation that we have now around the world is as one of the best festivals around, and there are quite a lot of photography festivals these days in most big cities. There are festivals, but Head-On is still much one of the more known ones, and as a result we get a lot of submission, a lot of good work, and a lot of visitors. This year we had, I think, 22 guests from overseas, plus a whole lot from here, from Australia.
That is amazing. And I know that people can submit photographs from different categories. Can you just tell us what categories are?
For the competition, we've got four categories. So we've got the portrait, which started in 2004. That's like the
original Head-On.
Original, yes. And then we added, a few years later, we added the Landscape Prize. And this we exhibit this one at the Parliament House. A few years later, we added the mobile category, and 2 or 3 years ago, we added the student prize, which is open to students, only Australian students, from year 1 till 12. So basically, any age, and we get amazing stuff there as well. The prizes that we give this year, the package was about $70,000 worth of prizes. About 25, I think, was in cash. So it's pretty significant pool of prizes, which is very helpful for a lot of photographers to get their work done, exhibited, and seen by other people.
Moshe Rosenzweig, Mazel Tov again for being Moshe Rosenzweig, OAM. That's a big, big honor.
Thank you. sbs.com.au